Hilchis Chanukah, which is at the end of the Sefer Chayyadim, Klal Kuf Nun Dalet. The Chayyadim begins, as many of the Achrenim choose to open the Hilchis Chanukah with the words of the Rambam, who describes the Nes of Chanukah and why Chazal were Masakin the 8 days of Chanukah. Begins the Chayyadim. Bebayis Sheni Kishimolach Antiochus. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Antiochus was ruling over Yavon and his Malchus extended till close to Eretz Yisrael, and he conquered Eretz Yisrael, Gozru Gzeiris al Yisrael, he decreed against the Eden, Ubatlu Dasam. And the Yavonim were Gozer to be Mevatel, the Yiddish Ados, our religion. V'leinichu Eisam Lasik B'Teir V'Mitzvus. The Rambam gives a general klal. He didn't allow us to keep the Torah and Mitzvus, not specifying the mitzvahs, as we're familiar, they did single out certain mitzvahs, Mila, Rish Chedah, Shabbos. Upashtu yodam b'mamaynam, they were geyser against our ruchnius, and as well against our gashmius, stealing our money, uv'neiseyam, and taking the b'nois Yisrael for themselves. V'nichnesu l'heichal, they entered the heichal, upirtsu by protzeis. They breached the heichal, and as the Mefarshim point out, they specifically targeted the seirig, which was the area that separated between where the Yidden can enter further and the Goyim had to remain outside. And to show their bittel of that Kedusha, they were pirates Tafka in that area. V'timu ha-tahiris, and they were metame, the tyrus of the Mikdash. V'tsar lahem li-Yisrael ma'oy, they oppressed the Yidden very severely. Mipneyem v'lochatzum lachatz gadol. Until the Eibishter had rachmanis on them, and he saved us from their hands, and as we're familiar, the famous children of the Chashminoim were successful to stand up against them. Hakayhanim Hagadalim, they were from the family of the Kahanim Hagadalim, Vahorgum, they killed them, Vahishiu Yisrael Miyodam, and they saved us from them. Vahemidu Melech Mekahanim, the Rambam is being Makatzer in something that took place over many years, but eventually we were able to appoint a king from this family, the Chazra Malchus Yisrael Yosom Asayim Shana. And we somewhat had an autonomy at Chorban Habayis until the Chorban, which is a little bit of a kitzer if anybody reads the history. We should go over Yisrael Ayuvayim, and at that point, when we were successful enough to get to the Beis HaMikdash, the Ibdom Bechafei Bechidesh Kislev Haya, this was the 25th day of Kislev, the Nichnusul Heichel, they came into the Heichel. But the Rambam seems to imply they came into the Heichal on the 25th, which is a little bit difficult because it seems like they lit the menorah on the night, the eve of the 25th, which would be they means they came into the Heichal on the 24th. Some suggest they came in at the beginning of the night, they fought on the 24th, they were matzliach to somewhat subdue them, and they came into the Heichal as it got dark on the 25th and were right away tried to do the avodah of that night to light the menorah. V'nichnesu l'heichal v'loy motzu shem and Torah, as a familiar, they didn't find any pure tahor oil. V'mikdash el pachecha, they only found one jug. V'loy hayyubay lahadlik el yemechad bulvad, there was only enough oil for one day. V'dliku mimenu neiris hamarocha ches yamim, and the neis of Chanukah that it lit for 8 days. Ad shekisshu zeisim, until they squeezed new olives. V'yitziu shem and Torah, to produce new tahor oil for the menorah. And there's different pshatim why that took 8 days. Some learn Takoya, which is the place where the shemen, where the zeisim grew for shemen, was 4 days away, 4 days there, 4 days back. That was 8 days. Others learn that it was 7 days to become tar. There were tamei mesim, and the process of taira for tamei mes takes 7 days. On the third day, we sprinkle on the tamei mes. On the seventh day, and then the eighth day, the person becomes tar. So in order to have tar oil, you had to have people that were tar. So that took 8 days. So after 8 days, they had tar oil, and the menorah burned for the duration of those 8 days. And because of this nais, Hiskinu Chachomim Sheba'isei Hador, Chachmi Yisrael of that generation were Mesakin, Sheyu Shmoinas Yomim Elu, these 8 days, Shemaschilin Bechofei Kislev, which begin on the 25th of Kislev, Yimei Simcha V'Halal. The Rambam refers to Chanukah as days of Simcha, which is not explicit in the Gemara. The Rambam calls it days of Simcha, which we'll discuss a little bit later on, the significance of this word Simcha, because as we're familiar, it's not a Yom Tif that we actually celebrate on. It's more primarily a Ruchni Yizdiki Yom Tif, we say Hallel, we light Neiris, but the Rambam calls it Yimei Simcha, V'Hallel, and we recite Hallel, U'madlikin bohen Neiris, which is the primary mitzvah, as we just mentioned, is Hallel and Hadlokas HaNeiris of Chanukah, Bo'erev, Al Pischei HaBatim, we light them at the entrance to a home, which the Chayodim will deal with soon, how we are Noig, B'chol Laila V'Laila Mishmeinas HaLeilis. Every night of Chanukah, we kindle the menorah, Laharis U'legalis HaNeis, to show the Neis of Chanukah. V'yomim Elu, Nikro and Chanukah, the reason why they're called Chanukah, Rotzleimar Chonu Chafei, we rested on the 25th of Kislev, Shebiyoim Chafei, on the 25th, Chonu Ma'yaveim, they rested from their enemies, which would imply, a little bit as we were saying earlier, that they completed the battle on the 24th, and the 25th was a day of rest. Similar to Purim, as the Chayyadim will bring soon, where they rested, and the next day was the Yom Tif. V'afal Gav Shehanes Shal Shemen Lehayel Zayin Yomim, the famous Kasha the Beis Yosef, even though the Nes was only 7 days, because they had 1 day of oil, and it burnt for 8. So it burned 7 days more than expected. So the Nes was only for 7 days. So why do we have a Yom Tif for 8 days? There was enough oil for 1 day. Since even without this miraculous Nes that it burnt for 8 days, just as by Purim, the day following the battle, when we were able to rest, they were keveya a Yom Tif. So too, on Chanukah, following the battle, it was appropriate to be keveya a Yom Tif. So Chav Hei Kislev should have been a Yom Tif even without the Neis of the Shemen. And secondly, Ulfisha ba'isa yoim motzu gam ha-shemen, and they found on that day the oil that they used to kindle menorah, which it itself is a simcha, because they were metame all the oil and they found one jug that they had missed. So they included in the Yom Tov of Chanukah the night before to incorporate the day that they found the oil and the day that we rested from our enemies. The farsim neis shel Hashem and gam ba'isahayim. To mefarsim the neis even on the day of Chofei. So that's the Hakadoma, which is based on the Lashon HaRambam. Afal Gav, the kaimelon de botla megillas tainis. Even though the Gemara paskins botla Megillas Tainis. What is Megillas Tainis? Explains the Chayyadam. Rotzaleimar desham kosvu kol yomim toivim shohayolem bebayisheni. There are many days that were established by Chazal as yomim toivim for various nisim that took place over the tkufa of Klal Yisrael, and they designated those days as minor yomim toivim, which although there is no isser malacha, but one cannot have a hesped or a tainis on those days. So even though the Gemara says today it's botel, and the reason is because after the Churban, we are lacking in Simcha, so we no longer have those special days. And Chanukah is included in those days. In fact, the brisis that the Gemara brings, the well-known Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the beginning of the second parak, Mai Chanukah, where the Gemara discusses the Nisim of Chanukah, are quotes from Megillas Tainis. So even though the rest of Megillas Tainis is batal, the Gemara says Chanukah is not batal. In Megillas Tainis, the Mishnah Brisa enumerates all the Yom Tovim that Chazal were misakin. Sheskinu chachmei oisei darsh al hanisim she'ira lahem. La'achar achurim botul oisam lafisha arva kol simcha. We no longer have that simcha that we had at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Mikol mokim, Chanukah u'purim loy bitlu. Chanukah u'purim remain. Va'asurim behesped v'tainis. And they're also in hesped v'tainis. And one cannot fast on Chanukah, and as well, one cannot make a hesped on Chanukah. Which means, as Rish Chodesh Tevis always falls sometime during Chanukah, not always the same day, because sometimes Kislev has 29 days, sometimes it has 30 days. However, every year, Rish Chodesh Tevis falls out towards the end of Chanukah, and many people fast on Erev Rish Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan. On Chanukah, we don't fast, even though it's Erev Rish Chodesh. Likewise, if somebody has a yard site where many people fast, one does not fast during Chanukah. And as well, if Rachmana Litzlan is a Levaya, there is no Hesped during Chanukah. U'mikom Mokoyim, so even though there's an Isser Hesped v'tainis, mutarim ba'asiyas melacha. There is no Isser to do melacha on Chanukah. However, even though there's no Isser, there is a minig for Noshim. women have a custom not to do malacha, but oicha neiris dolkais, which the Paiskim learn, the first half an hour when the neiris have to burn, during that time it's considered the time of adlokas haneiris, and the women, many of them have a minig not to do a malacha. V'yesh, shenoyegem isser malacha b'yem aleph of yem ches, some extend this isser the entire first and eighth day, dumya de Pesach v'sukkis. U'minig toivu, I think he's referring generally to the minig that women don't do malacha, v'ein lahakalehem. And one should not be makel for women who have this malacha, the havi dvarim hamutorim v'acherim noagu b'yisr. It's... So... I would assume so, he doesn't mention men. There are some paiskim, the Shtabura brings, who bring it for men, but the common, most paiskim don't bring it. The minig definitely didn't get accepted that men should refrain from malacha. It applies only to women. Most paiskim don't bring this the first and eighth day. Mishdabura brings, I believe it's from the Chacham Tzvi, who is very critical of those women who refrain completely from malacha the entire day, because as Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos, batola mevio de shiamun. Somebody has nothing to do, it causes a person to lose their mental stability. It's mevil de shiamum. So, Chazal are not in favor of simply refraining from malacha, and therefore the Paiskim encourage those that have the minhag to refrain from malacha during the time of Adlokas Neiris for women, but beyond that, they're not very encouraging. So what is malacha? That's a good shaila, not a clear issue. Some equate it to Chol HaMoed. Some are more makel, some are more machmer. Not a clear issue what is included in malacha. The general minig is women definitely cook after hadlokas neiris, that's when they prepare supper. Others are more machmer, they bring from Shlem Zalman's minig and others, that they only cook for that night's supper. It means they cook the food they need then, they don't cook for other nights, so they are noig somewhat a chumra in cooking. But the ikar malacha seems like is washing clothing and sewing for those that have the minig. And again, washing clothing, we mentioned this in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, is more cool dik today because all you have to do is push a button. But it's not clear. The Paiskim don't give clear guidelines. I mean, they discuss it, but it's not a clear issue what is included. If one has a specific minig, then you can follow that minig. Umasha anoshim nuyagos yoyser me anoshim. The reason why women have this minig more than men, p'nei sheba'oysen hayomim nas hanes ayde isha. As we're familiar, Yehudis, the Ramah calls her Yehudis, she did the nais, the special nais, Shabbas Yechanan Kain Godel, Haysi Yefas Tayyar Ma'id, V'omra La Melech Hatzayr Shetishkav Imay. She wanted to be Mevatel the Gzeiris, they were Geyser, the Kapsula Shenissis, any girl who gets married has to be taken to the king, and she convinced him that he should take her, he took her, she V'achilosai Tavshile Gvina, she fed him cheese, k'deisha yitzma, that he should become thirsty, v'yishtakar m'nayayin, and she gave him wine, v'yishan, that he should fall asleep, v'yirdim v'kachaya, and she was successful, v'chot t'chareishi, she chopped off his head, v'yosei l'yushalayim, and she brought it to Yerushalayim. There's different versions exactly how the story played out, but basically, she was able to kill him. Uchshiro sar tzvom, when the sar tzvom saw, ki meis malkom v'yanusu, and then they fled. Lufisha hanes nasai de tafshul chalav, because this miracle happened through cheese. Lakhein neigim tzas lecho tafshul chalav v'chanukah zeich l'neis shenasai de chalav. So the minig became, a lot of people have milchiks over Chanukah to commemorate this great neis, which was done through Yehudis bas Yechanan Kohen Gadol. Okay.